is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. CBS News has learned President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth are about to speak from the Oval Office on a new military contract. CBS's Willie James Inman from the White House.
This announcement will include a announcement by the President and the Secretary of Defense to talk about sixth-generation fighter jets, a contract that will be awarded to produce those fighter jets. This, of course, comes after a morning meeting between the Secretary of Defense and Elon Musk. There was some reporting about this meeting with Musk being on secret war plans against a potential war against China. The White House is disputing that.
Officials at Heathrow Airport in London say they don't know when power will be restored. They're expecting disruptions for days after a fire at a nearby power substation brought operations to a standstill. CBS's Ian Lee is at the airport.
Typically, this airport would be buzzing with flights taking off and landing, but it's been brought to a complete standstill. And for hundreds of thousands of people hoping to travel today, their nightmare is just beginning.
It's tough. You know, I'll still get home tomorrow, hopefully. It'll just take me an extra day to get back to my wife and my daughter, and they're probably, you know, wishing I would get home already.
Airlines have canceled around 500 flights to and from the U.S. Officials are now looking into the cause of the fire.
They say there are no signs of foul play. A Southwest jet narrowly avoided a major mishap at the airport in Orlando when an air traffic controller stopped it from taking off from a taxiway instead of a runway. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
No one was hurt. No other planes were involved. In a statement, Southwest said it flew those passengers to Albany on a different airplane, and nothing is more important than safety for its passengers and crew. The FAA and NTSB are now investigating.
Another deadline's come and gone today for the Trump administration to provide a court with more information on the deportation of hundreds of Venezuelan men to a prison in El Salvador after a federal judge ordered flights not to take off. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
You have this showdown this afternoon, midday in Washington. The judge has called at least some members of the Department of Justice to appear before him to answer some questions.
The wife of a Columbia University grad student accused of spreading Hamas propaganda has spoken to CBS Sunday Morning about his detention during a raid on their apartment in New Jersey.
For me, I think the reason I was so calm was because I was like, this is just a misunderstanding. They're going to take him away. They're going to take him to 26 Federal Plaza, see that he has a green card. He'll be home in a few hours.
Mahmoud Khalil is being held in prison in Louisiana, facing deportation. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Construction in the Lincoln King neighborhood is set to begin in May. The Racine project will feature 33 new townhomes and eventually a $68 million community health center. The initiative aims to transform the area. Go deeper on the development, including where the money is coming from, at RacineCountyI.com. The Prairie School's basketball season ended with a loss to Bonduelle in the state semifinals, but Racine's title hopes remain alive. Park High School competes today in the tournament. Park's making history by participating in the state tournament for the first time since 1960. Coverage starts at 1 today. A late-night police chase in Racine ended with the arrest of two men at gunpoint near Franklin. The chase was brought to an end when spike strips were put out. The Quick Trip at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street in Kenosha has reopened. They recently underwent a lengthy remodel. Racine County is hosting a community open house event at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center on April 16th. The attempt is to showcase the new facility in Caledonia. And the high schoolers are playing in Madison, and some college kids are playing in Milwaukee. The Fiserv Forum hosted an open practice yesterday for March Madness. Games at the Forum today will include teams like North Carolina, Xavier, and Ole Miss. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
March Madness. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the NCAA tournament, continues tonight in Cleveland with the Marquette Golden Eagles against the New Mexico Lobos. Tip-off time at 6:25. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore. 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and breezy today, with winds warming us up to mild highs in the mid-50s. But as a front passes through late tonight, it could spark up some spotty showers or a few flurries. And it drags us cooler for tomorrow. Highs will only be in the mid-30s, but there'll be plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Dressed in their summer. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This one had a cool spot in the movie Forrest Gump. Here's Buffalo Springfield for What It's Worth, WRJN.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing? Sha-la. Just like that. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking back.
grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl, you my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing? Sha-la-la.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. Yeah, I mentioned that Park High School boys basketball team is playing their semifinal game at State at 1 o'clock today in a game that you can hear here on WRJN. But let's not neglect the Racine Raiders. That season is coming up starting early May, and you can hear the entire schedule of the Racine Raiders football team here on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy Egg Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, all these great songs from WRJN. We've been around over 98 years.
mountains.
Just
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, a song that is so open to interpretation that the man who wrote it, the man who sang it, won't discuss what it's about, why he wrote the song, and the words that he used. That's coming up next. But first, an update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The public will get to see the inside of a new Caledonia facility meant to help troubled youth. Racine County is set to host a community open house at the newly constructed Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That'll happen on April 16th. The 48-bed, 70,000-square-foot facility is named after the late county executive. It aims to provide support, education, and rehab for at-risk youth. A statement says the facility represents a shift from traditional juvenile detention, instead focusing on what's called trauma-informed care and a zero-detention model. The Prairie School's impressive postseason run ended in a loss to top-seeded Bondwell last night. That was for the Division IV state semis. Racine's title hopes remain alive with Park taking the court today. The Panthers, making their first state tournament appearance since 1960, will face Cedarburg. We'll have coverage starting at 1 o'clock on WRJN. If Park wins, they'll compete for a state title tomorrow. Concerns for a congressman can be phoned in. Congressman Brian Stile will hold a telephone town hall on Monday. People living in the 1st District can sign up for the telephone town hall online or by calling his office. Democrats have been critical of Republicans for not holding in-person events. Practice yesterday, games today. March Madness is in Milwaukee starting today, with the Fiserv Forum hosting an open practice yesterday. Fans could get in for free and watch 8 teams practice. Those teams included North Carolina, Ole Miss, and Xavier. Games get going this afternoon and will continue through tonight. The Badgers got a win in the tournament yesterday. Marquette plays today. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy and breezy today, with winds warming us up to mild highs in the mid-50s. But as a front passes through late tonight, it could spark up some spotty showers or a few flurries. And it drags us cooler for tomorrow. Highs will only be in the mid-30s, but there'll be plenty of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Jonathan Edwards wrote and sang that song, and it is so open to interpretation that when somebody asks him, what's it about, he
doesn't talk about what he wrote it or how he wrote it or why he used those words. He just lets everybody figure it out for themselves.
And more, and that's for sure.
Oh,
I bring you diamond rings and things right to your door.
Oh,
to thrill you with delight, I'd give you diamonds bright. There'll be days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
Place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. It involves a submarine off the east coast of America in the Atlantic in 1959. Sounds sinister, is it? Hear the rest of the story at 12:05 on WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would I'd be without you.
Ain't no woman like the one I love.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Now, remember the big game with Park, number one Park, taking on number four Cedarburg, happening at 1 o'clock today. That's the pregame here on WRJN. And that means that once Park wins today, they're playing in the finals tomorrow. You can hear both games on WRJN. Okay? Sponsored by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. And Studebaker's Food and Fuel, Highway 31 and Spring Street, where fast meets fantastic. Park, playing this afternoon. Be here at 1 o'clock. WRJN.
The Senior Companion Program brings seniors and volunteers together for all the best reasons.
My name is Julia Brinkerhoff, and I live at Elizabeth Gardens in Racine.
My name is Lori Radowin, and I'm a volunteer for the Senior Companion Program.
I met her at Walker Manufacturing years ago. I believe this was her first job.
And as a volunteer, the time commitment really isn't that much.
She comes once a week, and we play Scrabble.
Oh, the highlights of my week are listening to Julia's 99 years of experience on this earth. Oh, it's well worthwhile. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's up to you if you'd like to add more than 1 hour a week.
To become a Senior Companion volunteer, call 262-898-1941.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 national parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
I still love you.
Timeless Hits WRJN. And starting Monday, you have a chance to win some nice prizes from WRJN. But you're going to need the Civic Media app on your smartphone. Download it now before Monday for a chance to win.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey. Hey. Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. Fine, yeah. Holiday.
There's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.